Hey there, GWA Backstage. So this is my responses to White Shadow's 10 questions. You suggested to pour a glass of wine and enjoy. I may have overdone it and drank the entire bottle in like 20 minutes. So, I mean, take that into account. So, here we go. Number one, how has GWA affected you in real life since subscribing? Technically, as San Lorenzo woman, it's just improved things. But if we want to go back four years ago, GWA did a lot. It brought me into my sexuality in a way I hadn't really explored or done before. It let me, in a sense, very safely live out a dating around scenario that I never had before. It let me be more comfortable in my own skin, and it got me a partner. You know, it did a lot, actually. GWA, big fucking deal. I guess if somebody wants to know more, post and I'll talk more. But if I could keep everything but are given the option to change my screen name, would I? No, because this is pretty much brand new, but it's just a spinoff of the one before, which I also have to clarify. I am not from San Lorenzo. It has nothing to do with the town or whatever in California of San Lorenzo. I'm Texan, to be quite honest, originally, and I still identify as Texan, but I'm in the Midwest now. But regardless, it's a Vonnegut reference from Slaughterhouse-Five, the island of San Lorenzo, where the end of the world began. Aside from that, so no, I would not change my name on here. I like it. Three, if you drink alcohol, what is your favorite drink? I do drink. Shockingly, I am drunk. But not on my favorite drink. My favorite drink lately has been a Pimm's cup. A proper Pimm's cup. Fruity, delicious, get you fucked up without you realizing it. My least favorite? Okay, well, I've never liked beer. But I actually have celiac, so I can't have beer anyway, so it worked out pretty well. The drink I am guaranteed to get in trouble with is called a whiskey sour, and whiskey sours lead to me making poor decisions, but this summer it was actually just vodka led to poor decisions, in the sense of vodka led to making the decision to drink an entire bottle of vodka by myself. So now that you know, I am not a lightweight. Number four, you are traveling to a new city and stop by the local coffee shop. You hear a voice that you know all too well, since you know all his erotic GWA content. Fancy, fantasy man, listen to every post of yours, yadda-da-da-da. Well, speaking from history, it wasn't quite that, but what happened was basically, let's get in a relationship, let's meet up, picked him up off the plane and had sex for many, many, many hours and so many times in a week. Many things happened. It was quite fun. I'm not going to go into more detail than that, but GWA leads to good times sometimes. Number five, describe the creepiest person who has contacted you on GWA. How did you... I haven't really had anyone contact me too much. People have contacted me, I guess, now and before for chatting, and before I was obviously... I wasn't in a relationship, so I was a little more amenable to that, and that led to fun times in general, if I like the person. There's not really been any creepiness. There's been some very polite requests for chatting, but I don't really do that anymore. So, yeah. Number six, describe someone who contacted you and you completely fell for him. Well, this is a multifaceted. Obviously, you've probably gathered that my current partner I met on GWA. But beyond that, like I said, when I first joined GWA, there were a few actually that I contacted. We'll put that in quotes. I talked to a lot of people, obviously, but there were definitely a few that there was a little something something with. What got my attention? Being funny, for the most part. Definitely witty. I don't think it was on purpose, but all the people I actually, quote-unquote, communicated with, were foreign in some sense, either immigrants or in other countries. And it wasn't about compliments, per se. It's more just shooting shit. So, just, yeah. Being real, I guess. How do I personally prefer compliments? Innuendo, blatantly sexual, really sweet, focused on my talent. I don't know that talking and masturbating I usually would consider among a talent. Being able to do psychiatric restraints is a talent, or being able to do multi-level and longitudinal regression is a talent. But I guess compliments, just having them, somebody telling me maybe what they liked and what they didn't like, so constructive criticism, and it can be blatantly sexual, it can be innuendo, I don't give a fuck. Most of what we do on GWA is pretty blatantly sexual, so, you know. Number eight, what sort of tags, posts, or kinks do you have now in erotic audio that you've never been interested in before GWA? Well, before I didn't really do much kink, but I would have to say now, futanari, however you want to say it, is definitely up my alley. I like power dynamics, and that definitely adds in a new role to power dynamics, both for dom and sub, because I'm pretty well a switch. There's ways I naturally am, and there's ways I want to be, so, for whatever that tells you. Number nine, what is some advice to men in general that you wish they knew? Just be fucking confident. Just don't be overconfident, don't be an asshole, but be yourself, and maybe I'm different than a lot of women, maybe I'm not, but, like, don't just let me win, and don't make me lose either, just challenge me. Be a good sparring partner. There's that balance that I think people tend to, especially a lot of guys, tend to not really find, where it's either, I'm gonna dominate you and I'm gonna fuck your pussy and ooh, or, you know, oh, you're so beautiful and you're just, I want you to be so happy, and I want somebody to fight with, that I don't always win and they don't always win, and yeah. Number 10, what about erotic audio turned you on the most? I think I'm a big reader. Anyways, I've always been a huge bibliophile, and I think for me it's along those lines, as I'm able to build something up in my head, and for recording especially, it's this idea that I am able to be, in a sense, this other woman. The other woman is never seen with curlers in her hair, and when I record in particular, and when everyone else records, whatever shit you've got going on, whatever parts of yourself you don't like, they don't exist. It's just somebody building up this world for a singular purpose, for a singular amount of time, and it's over and it's done. And if you like it, you can come back to that exact moment. And if you don't, well, you move on. Or if you like it for that moment and never want to hear it again, yeah. I prefer it to regular porn in most cases. I mean, video porn, I can't watch it most of the time. It's awful. Like, I don't know, I just hate it pretty much across the board. I've tried different kinds, and it doesn't work for me. Ooh, bonus question. What was the most emotionally draining recording or post you've done, and why? I don't think I've ever been emotionally drained by recording. Yeah, I just don't think they have. Usually they're energizing. I mean, to be completely honest, anymore, usually I record and then holler at my partner to come in, and then there's more sex. So, yeah, I don't find them draining. I don't think I ever have. If they're draining, they're the good kind of draining one. Then I just want to curl up and sleep. So, I mean, yeah. I think that's it. So, yeah, this has been San Lorenzo Woman, and I hope that works for you, White Shadow, and the rest of you out there listening, whoever you may be, wherever you may be. Hopefully there's a couple of you out there that maybe remember me as SLG. If you do, give me a shout-out, because I know there's some of you around, and you haven't given me a shout-out, and, you know, you just make a poor girl feel lonely and forgotten. So,